informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgia and Lachlan with your 10 a.m. Z Lines. In local news, preliminary designs have been made for the Bethania to Logan Village Rail Trail. Extensive community feedback has been implemented in the design process, featuring three different surfaces of concrete, asphalt and gravel to accommodate for walking, jogging, horse riding and cycling. Additional features which have been implemented into the design include seating, shelters, water stations, bins, bike parking and more. Logan Mayor Darren Power claimed this development would create recreational and economic benefits, becoming a major regional tourism attraction.
A review conducted by Queensland's Crime and Corruption Commission suggests that Queensland police are struggling to keep track of the amount of sex offenders on their child protection register. One police officer stated to the Crime and Corruption Commission that it could take years to make proactive visits to those classed as middle to low risk offenders. Comments made by police workers who monitor reportable offenders state there is not enough time and that sometimes offenders were not placed on the register. 23 recommendations were made by the Crime and Corruption Commission, including amending legislation to increase the scope of judicial discretion, reviewing the reporting periods, and a commitment from the Queensland Government to conduct independent research on the scheme.
In national news, the world's most livable cities have been revealed, and in the top 10, both Melbourne and Sydney have made the list in 3rd and 4th respectively. Last year, Melbourne and Sydney were both 10th and 13th respectively, with remaining COVID restrictions and a stressed healthcare system causing the low rating. The factors considered when it came to considering the list were stability, healthcare, culture, environment, education and infrastructure. However, one of the factors that was not considered was affordability. Other cities on the list include Vienna, Copenhagen, Vancouver, and Zurich.
Supporters have saved a controversial queer graphic novel after a review of its age restrictions has been indefinitely postponed after a large number of community submissions, the Classification Rewards Board confirmed. Gender, a queer memoir, is the first work in 10 years to be referred to the Classification Board for review. Maya Kobabe's illustrated memoir was initially given an unrestricted classification but was not recommended for those under the age of 15. However, there are conservative commenters who believe the book should have an outright ban, stating it isn't appropriate for anyone, let alone those under the age of 15 years old.
In international news, an ancient Mayan city has been discovered deep in the Mexican jungle. The city in southern Mexico showcases several pyramid structures over 15 meters tall. The city covers over 50 hectares, with various large buildings predicted to house markets and community rituals. After several ceramic tests, it was found that the pits are from the late classic period, 600 to 800 AD. Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History claim that this site is thought to be of key importance for its former inhabitants.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 17 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.